Okay, we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's Tuesday night. Or Dalet Iyar Pesach Sheni, Tashin Ayin Aleph, as it were. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about eating foods, Iker and Tofel. Now, there's going to be different cases of Iker and Tofel. You only make a bracha on the Iker, not a bracha on the Tofel. Yesterday, we talked about it's two separate foods. You're not eating a mixture. You're eating two foods. But your purpose in eating food B, we'll call it food B. We're in Siman Nun Dalet. Your purpose in eating food B, we'll call it food B, is only to enable you to eat food A. Either food A is too dry, so you're eating this to give food A a little flavor, or maybe to give food A a little better texture. You put peanut butter on something, or mayonnaise, or even tuna fish. That would depend. The mamash would depend. If your kavana is to eat for lunch tuna fish and a cracker, you just want to be efficient, so you put them together, then I only have to make both brachas, because your intention is to eat both. That might have another twist to it, because you're eating it together. Maybe it's called a mixture. I don't want to really talk about that case. We'll talk about two different foods. But if you take a shot of schnapps, and then you take a piece of bread, you know, so you don't make a bracha on the bread. The tofel is the bracha, is automatically exempted from a bracha. The bracha on the ikar goes on the tofel. Even a motzi can be tofel. If you're eating, again, we're talking about the type of tofel that your purpose in eating it is not because you want to eat it. Your purpose in eating it is to enhance the other food, to enable you to eat the other food. So then he said a few exceptions based on, so the way this works is that the bracha on the ikar patters the tofel. So he says you have to know that you're going to eat the tofel afterwards. Your intention was to eat the tofel. Or we said yesterday, our own example, you have to make a bracha on the ikar. Let's say you eat medicine that you don't make a bracha on. It's very bitter. And then you take a piece of cake with it. So then you have to make a bracha on the cake. Because the pshat in this type of ikar and tofel is not that you don't make a bracha on the tofel. It's that the bracha on the ikar patters the tofel. But if you didn't make a bracha on the ikar, it was medicine, so then you have to make a bracha on the tofel. If you eat the tofel first, you have to make a bracha on the tofel. But that's what we had a machlaik, is an amazing thing, that when it's a tofel, there are shittas that hold, you only make shahakol on it. Even if it's ha'adama, or ha'eitz, or even ha'motzi, you only make shahakol. So that's a safek. So if that ever comes up, that you're eating it as a tofel, let's say you're eating something, okay, I don't want to say medicine, you're eating medicine that tastes good, cherry-flavored medicine, so you make a bracha on it. But it says in the instructions, do not take on an empty stomach. So you eat an apple first. You said an apple because it's an eight, so if it's shahakol, big deal, right? So you have to make a bracha on the apple because you're eating it first. Even though you're only eating the apple because you're not supposed to take the medicine on an empty stomach. So you're eating the apple. So you have to make a bracha because you're eating the apple first. And the whole pshat in this type of tofel is that the bracha on the ikka part was the tofel. You didn't make a bracha on the ikka yet because you're eating the apple first. But now there's a machlokes. Some say you make, what bracha you make on an apple? What bracha you make on an apple? Rabbi Mlinowitz, what got into you? You make oitz on an apple. No. If it's a tofel, there are shittas that you make shahakol on it. And that's a good riddle. You can ask at the table, when do you make shahakol on an apple? Oh, if it doesn't taste so good. No, it tastes fine. Good apple.
What about green tea?
If you made a mistake. Yeah, that's a good answer. If you made a mistake.
Is that the
right? No, so it's a safek, and therefore it's recommended you like take a drink of, you take some shahakol first, and you have in mind to potter it. I think that's, what do we say to do? Hold on. Wait, let me see. So he says shahakol. Wait. Yeshcholkin. He says take the ikka first. That's eat some of the ikka first. Even if you can't eat it on empty stomach, it'll take a little. Okay, it's a suffix. I mean, push comes to shove. When you left with the suffix, you would make shahakol. because it's a suffix. It's a suffix late, suffix shakol. You're going to make shakol. Okay, so we're up to now nun dalid siv dalid. That's what we're up to. I just gave a summary of what we learned thus far. Im kavanosel l'shneihem. You mean to eat both things. I don't know, you want to eat a cracker and you want to eat tuna fish. You want to eat both. But you don't want to, you want to save time. So they made up something called a sandwich. Who invented the sandwich?
The sandwich.
Wrong. Hillel. Hillel made a sandwich. They didn't call it Hillel, they called it sandwich. But it's a Hillel made a sandwich. Kairich. Okay. Im kavanosu l'shneihem. If he's drinking a shot of schnapps, and he's also eating a shmack cake. Yeah, honey cake, yishmak, omar kachas, whatever. So you make a bracha on both. Because he means to eat them both. He wants the cake. It's kishmak. Why shouldn't it, that's, there's no average here. There's no butler date to kolodim. You figure out what he wants to do. Again, you can eat a cracker with tuna fish. A mole, you can eat the tuna fish. See, it's a bad example, because I don't think it's a bad example. Let's say eating an ice cream sandwich. So why are you eating an ice cream sandwich? So there the chiddush is that you make shahakol. Okay, it's the other way around. I don't want to take mazonos. Let's say a rice cake. You're not making them. It's not a chosh of a mazonos, even if it is a mazonos. But it's dry, it's brittle, it's like eating a piece of cardboard. So you put tuna fish on it. Now, granted, you don't want tuna fish. You don't want to eat tuna fish now. You're just trying to make the rice cake, the piece of cardboard, a little palatable. So then you don't make a bracha on the tuna fish at all. But if you want to eat for lunch, you want to eat tuna fish and a rice cake, you just want to put it together, you know, why not? So then, you make both brachas. That's what he's saying. If your intention is to eat both, you make one, yeah, each one separately. You take a piece of rice cake and a piece of tuna fish. Vivorech tchila ala kisnim. In his case, obviously, you follow the usual rules about which bracha comes first. So you'll make a mazonos first, if it's mazonos. Ala markachas, if it's ha'etz, shem chashuvim. Which of course is shakol. No, you'll follow the regular rules. You'll follow the rules of kedima bibrachas. Because you're going to make the kisnim of joyful gamken coffee, you're having a donut and a coffee. So certainly you want to eat both. You want to have the coffee. You want to have the donut. So tzarich levarach al shneihem dina tchila la pas kisnim. So of course you're going to make the mazonos first. Achar kach al coffee. That's what he's eating for breakfast, donut and coffee. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about if you dip the donut in the coffee, so you have to make a different bracha on each one, because you want both. I don't know, maybe that bite that you're eating, the donut, you want the donut to be wet with the coffee. You want it like a schmack. So then you'll only make a mazonos, but you're still going to have to make a shakol on the coffee when you drink it. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know.
I'm ready.
Okay, but I have another problem.